Hey, good morning. It's Coast 93.1. You're on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. This is one of those things on TikTok where you kind of laugh through the pain.
Yeah.
Which is something that a lot of us have to do, you know, and not necessarily in an unhealthy way. Like sometimes people try to laugh through it because it's awkward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm watching this show right now. I'm not going to go explain what it is, but it's kind of uncomfortable, and he addresses some of these really like uncomfortable subjects or moments and conversations and stuff, and he just laughs. He's a comedian, and he laughs like awkwardly through them, which makes it so much more awkward.
Okay.
Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is a little different. This is like, okay, you made it through that relationship, and you no longer are in that relationship, and you look back and you go, wow, I really stayed in that.
Man, I have a million of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I just came up with one, and then I was like, oh, and then this time, and then this. It's ridiculous.
You do. There's one in particular that I.
Say them?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Okay. So this is, and if you want to text us, 1-790-792-6278. And again, this is supposed to be like we're finding the funny in it, not like, you know, like. Because it could be sad when you look back and you go, wow, I didn't have enough self-confidence or why did I not, focus on what I needed.
Stick up for myself or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's exactly. You looking back at yourself being like, what an idiot.
Yeah. So that's the trend, okay?
Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. One guy, he was living with me, told me he would never, ever fall in love with me.
That one. That's the one.
And we stayed together.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
And made him dinner.
Literally, right.
Made him dinner every night, did his laundry. We lived together.
Right.
Wow.
He literally was like, I will never, ever fall in love with you.
Yeah.
We were together for like a year.
And you're like, that's okay.
Wow.
Were you just convinced that you could change that? Like that?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One guy, we dated for a little while and we were in the Old Port and he went to his car and he had locked the passenger door and wouldn't let me in and kept driving and made me follow his car. Not as a joke. I just thought about that one. Gritty's. We went to his car. I went to get in. He locked it and kept driving down the road. And I chased it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have so many of them.
Yeah.
I have
there
more.
Was one from a while back when I was just started dating.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was still in college. And he cheated on me with his ex. And I knew that.
Right?
And then we dealt with that. And then he said, you know, I'm sorry. And then he continued to hang out with the ex. And I was like, okay.
Right.
And I don't know. I know this is like shocking, but he cheated again.
It's so crazy.
Like, who saw that coming?
It was shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone texted, I stayed even though he got evicted, had no job or car, so he moved in with me and my parents.
Oh, man.
Oh. Seriously, it's hysterical when you look back at this crap that we all dealt with.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Someone texted, this may not be that bad. I stayed in a relationship even though I had to wipe his butt when he broke both his arms at the same time.
Oh.
Well, how else was
he going to wipe his
butt? I would hope if I broke my arms, Tim would wipe my butt.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you guys are married. Like, it's through sickness and health and all of that stuff you say.
No, it would be like ridiculous if you were wiping his butt and then like 2 months later he cheated on you. You know, that's
right.
That's the other
part. Or if you were wiping his butt because he didn't like to.
Right.
What? Now that would be ridiculous.
That would be a second. Like, I'm like, right, wait.
No. Someone texted, oh, Todd, you got to be on TV right now. Someone texted, I stayed in the friend zone for 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
But it says we're engaged now, so it's fine. Is it?
I'm just going to say, I have been friend zoned multiple times, right? And I stayed
Kelly,
in it. I'm gay, Kelly.
I'm gay.
Okay.
We're coworkers. You know, it's just.
It's been almost 5 years that I've been in this friend zone.
I know. Just keep telling you.
But you're engaged. You know, I don't want to poo-poo anyone's relationship.
Right.
You know, just make sure that everything's solid.
Some very successful relationships start as friendships.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Man, I was on a date in the Old Port. This is when I was in high school. I thought this guy was so cool.
Yeah.
But he refused to walk next to me.
What?
We went to what's the movie theater that's not expensive? The Nickelodeon. Yep. We went to the Nickelodeon.
Theater that's not, it's not actually a nickel, you know.
So isn't like the
movie theater not expensive? It's not a dime.
No.
It's like we're on a game show.
It shows nickel movies. Nickelodeon. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, we went there. He wouldn't walk next to me.
Wow.
He walked fast in front of me, and then we got to the Nickelodeon. He paid for his ticket, got himself a popcorn, and then just waited in the corner for me to come.
Wow. So weird.
So weird.
Someone texted, on our first date, yep, stayed in this relationship, even though on our first date, his sister asked to come, and his parents made him bring her.
Oh,
she sat in the front seat and stayed the entire night. So
guys,
she's
so
the
crap.
Date's in the back. Wow. I stayed with him. This is sad. But again, we're laughing.
We have to laugh.
I stayed with him even after he cheated on me while my mom was on her deathbed in the hospital. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, but you're looking back. Look at how much stronger we all are now that we can look back and laugh.
I stayed in a relationship even though he told me at the end of summer he was going to join the Renaissance Fair in a different state.
I'm not sure.
But I stayed in the relationship.
So if the Renaissance Fair was in state.
Right. Better. I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You really let your on guard down. I stayed after he cheated on me multiple times.
Yep.
Went to jail for 9 months.
Oh.
Then was on house arrest and cheated on me again. And I stayed.
Oh,
and
God.
This one is the winner.
Okay.
This one is the winner. The ridiculous things that you went through and still, for some reason, stayed in the relationship. I stayed even though he peed in my houseplants.
Oh. What?
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
And this has been... I stayed.
I stayed. Oh, that was really funny. Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
Well.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Peed in the house plants.
Okay. I love that there's more than one plant.
Yeah. I stayed even though one of his relatives stole my engagement ring.
Oh my God.
I stayed even though he stole my car and crashed it into my neighbor's car.